Chapter 19. Nathan Ryan woke with a start. He'd not been sleeping well for the last few nights. Had it been another nightmare? No, probably not. Certainly no residual memory of it clung to his consciousness. It was probably noise-related. He lived in Temple Bar, after all. And even with the penthouse's double glazing, the drunken hollering of the great unwashed could not be entirely silenced. He looked at the clock. 3:17 a.m. The nightmares were ludicrous. While awake, he remembered clearly what had happened. He'd been nothing but charming, and the bloody woman had been playing mind games with him. Sure, turning up in the first place might have been a bad idea. But Christ, who didn't have a bad idea every now and then? She had completely lost it and thrown his bottle of Remy Martin at him. Could have bloody killed him. Then she'd jammed her finger in his eye and his hand had flailed out entirely in self-defense. He'd been wearing sunglasses for 3 days now and pretending he'd poked himself in the eye with his shower loofah. She was damn lucky there appeared to be no lasting damage. Otherwise, she'd be looking at a serious lawsuit. He tried to pull his mind off that mental track, as it led to an unhappy place. He knew how people would try and make him look. They could throw around some very ugly words indeed, the kind of words that could end a career. He heard a noise in the kitchen. "For fuck's sake, Mrs. Twinkle!" He'd only got the bloody cat because his ex had wanted it. He'd only kept hold of it for the exact same reason. Truth was, he really didn't like cats. This cat in particular seemed to delight in trying to cause as much damage to his apartment as possible. That was all he needed. Another moody bitch in his life. He threw the duvet back and sat up on the edge of the bed. He had a couple more painkillers in the kitchen. Jackie would have to line him up with something stronger tomorrow. He didn't want to go to the doctor. They'd have questions. No fucker could mind their own business anymore. He tugged his boxers out of the uncomfortable crevice they'd snuggled up in and headed towards the kitchen. The large windows offered an unparalleled view of a rain-soaked Dublin, across which the dawn light would soon be creeping. The sooner he could move on and leave this dump of a city behind, the happier he'd be. He had half a bottle of Stolly vodka left from the weekend that would help chase the painkillers down and finally get him some solid kip. He opened the fridge. In its light, he could see the purple bruising on the right side of his stomach that the cheap shot from that raging muck savage had left. That animal was lucky that Nathan just wanted to put the whole unsavory incident behind him. Several highly placed police officers were good friends of his. Anyone who wanted to eat at his restaurant on a civil servant's wages had to be very friendly. He was owed favours. As he gingerly ran his fingers over the bruising, his other hand reached for the bottle of vodka. It wasn't there. He looked into the fridge in confusion. Had he... Nathan jumped as a lamp in the open-plan sitting room behind him was turned on. He turned to see the black leather chair swivel around. A man was sitting there, holding Mrs. Twinkle.
"Ah, Mr. Bond."
Nathan yelped in shock, slamming the fridge door closed and pressing himself up against it. The cold steel against his back made him suddenly aware of his near nakedness. On instinct, he cupped his hands over his nether regions.
"Are you expecting a free kick?"
On the second look, Nathan recognized the man.
Yes, he was that copper. The one he'd seen a few times in Charlie's, mostly in the company of the big gorilla. "What the bloody hell are you doing in my apartment?"
The man, he seemed to recall hearing someone refer to him by the name of Gringo, stroked the cat affectionately.
"See, Mrs. Twinkle?
I told you he'd shit himself." Mrs. Twinkle purred disloyally. Nathan pointed.
"That cat does not like to be touched."
Even as he said it, he was aware of just how stupid it sounded. Gringo turned the cat around and held her up.
She seems happy enough to me.
He pulled the cat closer, and it licked his face.
She's a happy little puss-puss. Yes, she is.
Gringo lowered the cat back to his lap.
Although, I'm glad you brought up the subject of inappropriate touching.
Nathan's mind raced. His mobile was beside the bed. The flat's phone was on the other side of the sitting room.
You have been an unacceptably naughty boy, haven't you, Nathan?
Look, said Nathan, trying to keep the fear from his voice. I don't know what that big gorilla told you, but he got entirely the wrong end of the stick. It was all a misunderstanding.
Ah, said Gringo. I thought it might be. So you didn't assault a woman half your size, and you weren't going to do a lot worse when the... What was it? Ah, yes. Big gorilla showed up.
Of course not.
Man, said Gringo, I wish you played poker, because you're one god-awful liar, Nathan.
I'm telling you, he's lying. It wasn't like that.
Okay,
said Gringo, moving to scratch Mrs. Twinkle under the chin.
Let's ask him.
Nathan followed Gringo's gaze as he turned his head to the front door of the apartment. He nearly jumped out of his skin as McGarry stepped forward into the light from the lamp. He gave a lazy-eyed glower of such hatred that Nathan was in serious risk of losing control of his bodily functions.
Stay away, or I'll call the police.
Gringo chuckled.
With what? You could also try screaming.
Briefly, added McGarry. Gringo nodded.
Briefly. And we are in Temple Bar. I'm guessing the locals are very good at ignoring people hollering in the middle of the night.
You'd have to be, to live here.
You can't do this. You're the Gardaí.
Actually,
said Gringo, picking Nathan's bottle of Stolly up from beside the chair where he'd left it.
Right now, we're just concerned citizens. In fact, feel free to mention our names to law enforcement. We have the most cast iron of alibis. We're currently enjoying a late after-hours drink with...
He started counting people off on his fingers.
Mr. Noel Graffeau, the proprietor of Charlie's Jazz Bar. A charming retired couple called Joan and Jerry. Teacher and bank manager, respectively. And wait for it. Sister Bernadette. A nun. An actual honest-to-God nun.
Nathan was only half listening. He was nodding while gradually moving his right hand back towards where he knew his block of knives would be.
Every good chef always knows where his knives are.
Gringo leaned forward slightly.
And you've got to ask yourself, Nathan, how much of an utter fuck-up you are that nuns, actual nuns, are happy, nay, excited, to provide an alibi to a man coming to deal with you.
I'm sorry, said Nathan. Okay? I'm really sorry.
Gringo turned to McGarry again.
He says he's sorry.
Does he?
Responded McGarry, clearly not concerned either way.
Not as sorry as he's going to be.
Gringo nodded and stroked Mrs. Twinkle under the chin.
By the way, Nathan, I moved your knives. We don't want somebody getting hurt now, do we?
Nathan glanced behind him and his body sagged.
So what is this? The two of you have come here to scare me?
Gringo shook his head.
Oh, no, Nathan. You see, my associate here's attitude towards men who put their hands on women is very well known in certain circles. I mean, don't get me wrong. I, like almost everyone else, and again, Nathan, a nun, a fucking nun, do not have much time for such men, but he,
Gringo said, pointing over towards the door, where McGarry stood stock still.
He's on another level. He seeks them out and does everything he can within the law to bring them to justice. And if that isn't possible, well...
Gringo looked down at Mrs. Twinkle, who was looking up at him with undisguised affection.
Well, we go play gin rummy with a publican, a teacher, a bank manager, and a nun.
Gringo chuckled to himself again.
Seriously, a nun?
Nathan flinched as McGarry started moving towards him.
No, 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 no!
Ah, said Gringo, still sitting calmly in his chair.
So you do know what that word means?
Panicked adrenaline pumped through Ryan's veins.
So the two of you have come here to beat me up? Oh, big man!
Gringo laughed humorlessly.
Oh no, Nathan. You see, my friend here has come to punish you.
Nathan slid down the shiny metal front of the fridge freezer, his hands placed protectively above his head. He looked up to see McGarry towering over him.
I'm just here to make sure he doesn't kill you.